parted up the Red Sea, and the children of Israel began to walk across on dry land with a wall of water on either side. But there was still a problem, because right behind them was Pharaoh's army in hot pursuit. And so God's people found themselves stranded somewhere between dilemma and deliverance. Because not only was the promise of the future revealed in this scene, but also there was the never-ending presence of the past. Because Pharaoh and his army represents Israel's past, and beyond the Red Sea represents their future. But if they were ever going to be able to see their future, they had to bring closure to their past. Because in order to move through the open door of what was ahead, they had to close down what was behind. In other words, in order to get to the new place, the old has to be dealt with. But you know, a whole lot of folk today are just like the folk in Texas. I'm talking about folk who have a bright and glorious future before them, but they can't seem to move forward because they're still shackled and bound by their past. Yeah. And that's why many relationships and marriages can't move forward, because they're still harboring some painful experience from the past. And even worse, many folk fail to accept Jesus as Savior and Lord of their lives, all because they are shackled and bound by some negative thing of the past.
Yes.
Moreover, there are a lot of saved folk who are out of fellowship with the church as well as with the Lord, all because they're allowing some past failure, past action, past hate by others to keep them chained and bound to the past, preventing them from being reconciled to one another, recommitted to the Lord and the church. And so this morning we hope to reveal from the text something that will perhaps help us to bring closure to the many things and negative things of the past that's preventing us from moving forward with our lives.
Yes.
But keep in mind and don't forget the premise of this message, and that is Pharaoh and his army represents Israel's past, and beyond the Red Sea represents their future destiny that has already been divinely set by God.
Yes.
And so the first thing we see in the text is that the only time we encounter the past is when we try to move forward.
Okay.
Because the text deals in verse number 23 that just when the people of Israel's future seemed to be in reach, they look behind and they see the past gaining on them fast.
Yes, yes.
But you know, this always seems to be the case when we try, yes, Lord, the progress in life. Because as long as we don't make any effort to try to move forward, the past lies dormant, and like a sleeping lion, the past seems to be at rest.
Yes.
But just as soon as you make up your mind to move into your tomorrow, you will see the past moving toward you with a vengeance. In other words, things that you thought were long forgotten, all of a sudden they begin to raise their ugly heads up again.
Yes,
yes, yes. So as the Israelites begin to march forth victoriously through the Red Sea on dry land with a pillar of cloud between them and the Egyptians, perhaps they had begun to believe that the Pharaoh of the past and Egypt were only a faint notation on the pages of history, merely a footnote to the years of slavery and struggles gone by. But according to verse 23, all of a sudden, the ages of the past show up again, seemingly ready to destroy their future. Well, perhaps there's somebody here this morning who's afraid to move forward with your life because you're constantly reminded of some negative matter of the past. But my brothers and sisters, let me tell you, fear is only a faith killer. It's the thing that keeps us stuck in the past, unable to move forward in our lives. But let me say to us this morning that if God has opened a way for you to move to the place that he wants you to be, then don't allow our encounter with the negative things of the past to distract you. Because I got some good news for you, and that is, if God be for you, who can be against you? And so the first thing that the text reveals is that We always seem to encounter the past when we get ready to move toward our future. Now, the second thing that I see seems a little strange to me in the text, and that is the past and the future was on the same path. Because note, if you will, in verse 22 and 23, it reveals that the children of Israel were on their way crossing the Red Sea, which had been a barrier to hem them in, but now it has become a highway to bring them out. But wouldn't you know it, when they look back, they see on the same path behind them the Egyptians who represent their past in hot pursuit. But you know, I used to wonder, Reverend Jones, why would God allow the victories of their tomorrows and the ages of yesterday to be on the same path? Reverend Smith, I found out that the main reason for this was because just a glance at what was ought to motivate us to move with vigor to what can be. I don't know about you, but when I look back over my life, and I see the many negative and nasty things that I had to deal with on yesterday. Just a glimpse of made me want to hurry on toward my future. And so the text reveals that the reason God allowed the victories of their tomorrows and the ages of their past to be on the same trail, it was to motivate the Israelites to move with vigor to what was ahead. And in the same way, when we look back and see the many negative things in our life, all the many negative things we had to deal with on yesterday, it ought to motivate us to move out with vigor toward our future. But you know, you can't do this on your own. But you got to trust in the Lord, realizing that the same God who brought us to this present moment, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Meaning God hasn't changed. And so if he brought you through your yesterdays, surely he's able to lead you on through the day into your future. And so God allowed the past and the future to be on the same path in order to motivate the Israelites to move forward with confidence by standing on his word and his promises. Because prior to this, in verse number 13, God had already told them through Moses. He told them, don't be afraid. He said, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will accomplish for you this day. He went on to say, for the Egyptian whom you see today, you will see again no more. Which brings us to the final movement of the text. And that is, God will help us to bring closure to the negative things of the past. According to 28 and 29. Because when we are leaning and depending on the Lord, he'll never allow our past to catch up with our forward progress. That's why the Bible said, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. He said, acknowledge him in all your ways, and he will direct your path. My brothers and my sisters, we can trust in the Lord's delivering power, because his power cannot be matched by any other power in the world, outside of the world, or any power under the world, because he has all power in heaven and earth in his hand. So the text revealed that Pharaoh's army was gaining on them fast, because they had almost reached the other side. But the army was still coming fast. And so their hope began to vanish as the gap between them and the enemy started to close a little fast. But all I want you to do is watch God. Because God of the past is also the God of the present as well as the future. He's the God that changes not. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Meaning God is always in control. And we don't have to worry about our used-to-be's gaining victory over our about-to-be's. But in the text, Israel's used-to-be's wanting to bring up the pain and predicaments of the past. But now about to be wanting them to see their deliverance and show them their future. But you know, Reverend Coleman, the one thing that amazes me about this story is that Pharaoh didn't have sense enough to realize that if God had the power to open up the sea in the first place, should he have the power when his children reach safety to close it back again? And so just when it seemed that if the past would catch up with the present, according to the text, God shut down the past. He closed the matter by closing the Red Sea. Verse 27 through 29 revealed that when Moses stretched his hand over the sea, the water returned to its depth and covered all the chariots and horsemen and all the army of Pharaoh that came in the sea behind his children. But now I used to think that Pharaoh and his army drowned. But notice the text says Pharaoh's army drowned, but not Pharaoh himself. And you might wonder then, why would the Lord allow Pharaoh to live? And you know, I found out that Reverend Jones, that the reason God allowed Pharaoh to live was to teach us a lesson today. And that is, God doesn't always eliminate every part of our past. But I tell you what he will do. He'll strip the negative past of his power over you so that it won't be able to hinder your forward progress. In other words, the symbol of the past may be present, but the power of the past will be gone. And so as I try to move to the close, we have somebody here this morning, or maybe somebody who may be listening by way of radio. You may be lost and on your way to eternal damnation. All because you're allowing the things of the past to hold you hostage, keeping you from receiving Jesus as Savior and Lord of your life. Well, now you can't change your past. But if you step out on faith and allow the Lord, he can change your future. But the Bible says, Romans 10:9, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, he said you will be saved. Because the good news is, no matter how messed up your past may be, God can bring you out and give you a brand new future. So this morning could be your morning. It could be the first day of a new beginning in your life. Perhaps somebody else this morning, maybe you are saved, but you can't seem to move forward in your spiritual progress. You can't seem to grow in maturity, all because of some sin, a mistake of yesterday, or some grudge you're holding from the past that's causing you to be out of fellowship with the Lord, with the church, and your brother or sister. But the Bible says again, 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sins, he's faithful and he's just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness, because God wants to give everybody a new beginning. He wants to give everybody another chance. He wants to restore the joy of your salvation. You'll never be the person that God wants you to become if you stay cramped down by the struggles of yesterday. So you got to step out on faith and say like Paul, he said, but one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind. What things, Paul? Past hurts, past pains, past negative mindsets, past weaknesses, past sinful habits, past failures and the lack. By reaching forward to those things which are ahead, he said, toward that mark of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, what's past is past. I'm pressing on in Jesus' name. Oh, Lord, as the songwriter say, I'm pressing on the upward way. To heights I'm gaining every day. Still praying on, I'm upward bound. Lord, lift my feet to higher ground. I'm pressing on because I'm standing on the promises of the Lord. Let me close by saying, I don't know about you, but I refuse to be a prisoner of the past. That's why I can say, too many dangers, toils and snares, I have already come. Some of the snares I saw, and some of them I didn't see, but because I kept my eyes on the prize. I tell you, Jesus, he saw from me. And so I made up my mind, come what may, I'll keep looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy endured the cross, and is set down and despised the shame, and is set down on the right hand of the throne of God. Ain't God all right? He's waiting for that time, when time that has been, it won't be no more. And one of these old days, Jesus, the bishop of my soul, Jesus, the author of my salvation, he's gonna step out of the office of Redeemer. He's gonna step into the bosom of the Father, and about that time he will become all in all. Ain't God all right? When the trumpet sound, he's gonna call my name. Won't call me Armstead, won't call me Reverend, he won't call me Doctor, but he'll say, servant, 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 come on up. Just a little bit higher. Yeah, Lord, I don't know about you, but I'm gonna keep pressing on. I can't change my past, but I can work on the future by trusting in the Lord. He brought me from a mighty long way. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down, but that's all right. He walked with me, he talked with me. You know it. Have you tried it for yourself? Have you saved your soul? Tell me, won't he make a way out of no way? Tell me, tell me, ain't God all right? If you know it's all right, let me hear you say yes, yes. You can't do nothing about your past. What you gonna do about it? Anything you've done just a minute ago, you can't go back and change it. Oh, but I tell you what can happen. The Lord can change your life. He can change your destiny from eternal damnation to eternal peace and joy.
Christian experience by...
We
know your heart and spirit burned as you listened to our pastor, Dr. Carl Armstead, as he preached and taught the Word of God. Join us in our regular worship services on Sunday, 11 o'clock a.m., midweek service at 7 o'clock p.m. For additional information, phone the church at 337-392-0952. And join us again for an awesome Word of God next week at the same time.
Not an hour, another day, but at this moment with my arms outstretched, I need you to make a way as you have done so many times before. Through a window or an open door, I stretch my hands to thee. Come rescue me, I need you right. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. I need you now. Not another second. Another minute, not an hour of another day, but Lord, I need you right away. If I never needed you before to show up and restore all of the faith that I left slip while I was yet searching the world for more, the truest friend I have indeed. You're my best friend, I know in need. I stretch my of doing things on my own. The tests and trials that come to make me strong. The feelings of guilt, hurt, shame, and defeat. The ways of trials that beat upon me. But to know, Lord, that in you I've got victory. I need you now, Lord, I need you now. I need you right now, right now, right now. I need you now. Oh, not another second, not another minute, Lord. Can't wait another day. Oh, oh, oh.